感谢主，让我们真的是从年尾聚到年头啊。
We thank the Lord. Indeed, He has allowed for us to gather from the end of the year to the beginning of another.
我想在英语的世界里面呢，喜欢说 Happy New Year.
I think in the English, the greeting is Happy New Year. 啊，
那么的确啊。过去的日子不快乐的东西太多了。
In fact, indeed, in days past, there are many unhappy things.
希望新的一年能多快乐一点。
Hopefully, in this new year, we'll be more joyful.
当然这个也是很好。
Of course, this is also very good.
我们中国人呢，过去的习惯是说新年好。
In the Chinese tradition, we say good new year.
那我们真是希望啊，二零一2017年能够比2016年更好。
May it be that 2017 will be a better year than 2016.
在属灵的事情上，能对主认识的更多。
That in spiritual matters we would come to know of our Lord even more.
在属灵的生命上能够更成长。
That in our spiritual life we grow all the more.
真是愿主祝福我们。
And may the Lord bless us.
让我们新的一年。
That in this new year,
能比过去所有的年日都更好。
And that it would be much more better than all the years past.
那么我们早晨在这里要继续来交通顾念所不见。
This morning we continue to fellowship on this topic of being mindful of that which is unseen.
那么请弟兄姊妹呢，和我先一同先读一些主的话。
I ask brothers and sisters to first turn with me to read some scripture.
我们还是先看。哥林多后书第四章。
Let us first look at 2 Corinthians chapter 4.
我们把16节到18节再读一遍。
Once again, we'll read 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 16 through 18.
所以我们不上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新似一天。我们这至战至亲的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的，因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远。
For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day.For our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen. For the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal.
传道书第三章
Ecclesiastes chapter 3.
第一节
Verse 1.
凡事都有定期，天下万物都有定时。
To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
神造万物各按其时成为美好，又将永生安置在世人心里。然而神从始至终的作为，人不能参透。
He have made everything beautiful in His time.Also, he hath set the world, eternity, in their heart, so that no man can find out the work that God maketh from the beginning to the end.
这个中文呢，那个小字那里有一个注解说永生，原文作永远。
In the Chinese translation, he hath set the world, in the footnote, there is set eternity.
神将永远安置在世人心。
That God hath set eternity in the heart of man.
我们再看创世纪第一章。
Let's also turn to Genesis chapter 1.
创世纪第一章第十四节。
Chapter 1 verse 14.
神说天上要有光体，可以分昼夜做记号，定节令、日子、年岁。
And God said, Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons and for days and years.
我们再看一处希伯来书第四章。
Also Hebrews chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章
Hebrews chapter 4
第三节
verse 3。
但我们已经相信的人得以进入那安息，正如神所说，我在怒中启示说，他们断不可进入我的安息。其实造物之功从创世以来已经成全了。
For we which have believed do enter into rest, as he said, as I have sworn in my wrath, if they shall enter into my rest, although the works were finished from the foundation of the world.
这个从创世以来，你看英文的里面比较清楚啊，这里有一个词很重要，叫做立世界根基的时候。
In the English translation, it is very clear. It is from the foundation of the world.
在哥林多后书第四章的里面
，In Second Corinthians chapter 4,
使徒保罗告诉我们
，The Apostle Paul tells us,
所见的是暂时的
，That which is seen is temporal.
所不见的是永远的。
Now the things which are not seen are eternal.
在这里保罗提到了时间和永远这两个词。
Now here Paul uses these two terms, temporal and eternal.
我们都知道在神的创造中啊，一切事物都是暂时的。
Now we know that in all of God's creation, all things are but temporal.
弟兄姊妹，如果你仔细想一想看
，Now brothers and sisters, if we consider this somewhat,
在我们今天眼睛所能看得见的范围
，and all the visible things which we can see,
在我们的知识所能知道的一些情况里面
，and all the condition which we're able to know with our head knowledge,
有什么东西是有永远的性质的呢
？Now what matters? What has an eternal nature?
我们可以说一切事物都是暂时的。
We can put it this way, all matter is temporal.
你在神的创造里面看不见永远的东西。
In God's creation, we do not see anything that's eternal.
所以这就很清楚地告诉我们
,So this clearly tells us,
神创造的整个万有只是一个暂时的存在。
All of God's creation, they exist, but temporarily.
啊，弟兄姊妹们
,Brothers and sisters.
那么我们知道当神在创造的时候
we know that when God created,
有一个东西是非常重要的
there is this one matter that's very important,
就是时间
that is time.
时间是神一个非常重要的创造
Now, time itself is a very important creation of God.
我们可以说呢，时间是神从永远里面所创造来出来的
we can put it this way, that time is created in the eternalA matter of God that He created time.
神所以创造时间
The reason why God created time.
因为神有他至高的心意
Because God has His utmost high desire.
所以在时间中所发生的一切事物都是为着他的旨意
Therefore, all the events that take place during time, it is for His purpose.
我觉得我们作为神的儿女
I feel that as the children of God,
我们必须明白这件事情
We must have an understanding of this point.
那么神不仅把万物创造出来是一个暂时的
That is that in God's creation, all that was created are not only temporal,
神创造时间为着他的旨意
And that God created time for His purpose.
神也把他所创造的整个万有都封闭在时间的里面。
And all of God's creation, God has sealed within this matter of time.
所以你可以看见
So we're able to see.
神所造的一切事物都有时间的限制。
Therefore, all of God's creation has an expiration of time.
不管有生命的没有生命的
Whether created things with life or without life,
都有时间的限制。
They are limited by time.
我们都知道我们的一生是有年限。
We likewise know our days are limited.
就是连那个没有生命的那些东西也都是有年限。
Even things that do not have life, they have a limited time span.
所以传道书第一章告诉我们
So Ecclesiastes chapter 3 tells us that there is a season, a time for all things.
后面的话我没有读，你就读说生有时，死有时，连嬉笑有时，哀哭有时，都在内。
There is a time, a season for all things, a time to be born, a time to die, and a time to cry, and a time to mourn, and to dance.
那么神就是把这一切都封闭在时间的里面。
In all these things, there's a season that God has sealed in time.
等到有一天
Until one day,
神得着了他所要得着的。
Until God has gained what he is after.
那么时间就结束。
Then time will come to an end.
永远就开始。
And that is the beginning of eternity.
那么神所要得着的是什么呢？
Now what is it that God is after?
神就是要在他所创造的里面得着一般人。
That is in creation, God is after a group of people.
所以在神的创造里面
Therefore, in God's creation,
人的创造是非常的重要的
It is very important in God's creation of man
因为人是关乎到他的旨意
That is because man has concern, to do with his eternal will
很可惜啊亚当夏娃一开头就堕落
But sadly at the beginning Adam and Eve fell
本来神的心意啊是要把这个永远赐给他所有创造的人。
That is, God's intent was to give eternity to all of his creation.
因为神要得着众子。
That is because God is after sons.
把他建立成为教会。
And so that the many sons will build the church.
也就是建立成为基督的身体。
And to establish the body of Christ.
我昨天讲过。
Yesterday I mentioned.
今天有很多圣经中重要属灵的词。都被通俗化。
There are many important spiritual terms that has been worldized.
今天在我们很多不要说世人连神的儿女里面提到教会的时候呢好像都不是很有分量。
Not only those of the world, but even amongst the children of God, when we mention the term church, it does not have this weight.
但是教会在神的心目中间那是一个了不得的大事情。
Yet the church in the heart of God is a great matter.
所以今天如果主开了我们的眼睛
If the Lord were to open our eyes today,
我们就知道教会不是我们所想象的这样的一个情况。
Then the church ought not to be the condition in our own concept.
因为神创造时间
Because when God created time,
就是为了得着教会。
And it is in order to gain the church.
是为了基督得着他的身体
is in order for Christ to gain his body.
所以圣经中有这样的话
So there are these words in the scripture.
当得救的人数满足的时候
That when the numbers are filled,
时间就结束了
Then the time will come to an end.
因为神已经得着他所要得着
For God has gained what he is after.
所以弟兄姊妹们
So brothers and sisters,
我们今天必须明白一件事情
Today we must understand this.
神把他所创造的整个万有封闭在时间里面
When God has placed all of his creation and sealed it in time,
这个时间是有意义的。
There is a meaning to this time.
更叫我们感谢主的。
Now, what we're thankful to the Lord,
就是在这个时间的里面
that is amongst time,
神把仇敌和一切作恶的也都封在时间的里面。
Likewise, the enemy and all that do wicked things, he has also sealed within this matter of time.
所以你看这个世界上历史上有很多恶人。
Therefore, we can see many wicked characters throughout man's history.
但你怎么作恶也只有那几十年。
But no matter how wicked they are, they're limited by only the few decades of life.
时间一到，你的恶就没了。
Now, when time comes, their wickedness comes to an end.
你想做也做不了了。
They cannot go any further.
因为神把恶也封闭在时间的里面。
Likewise, God has sealed evil in time.
甚至神把魔鬼也封闭在时间的里面。
Likewise, God has sealed the devil in time.
我们都觉得魔鬼很可怕。
And we fear the devil.
哇，他这个兴风作浪。
And he can do as he wishes.
给我们带来苦难，带来难处。
Now bring us much hardship, difficulty, and sorrow.
但是我们知道仇敌所有一切的恶是有时间性的。
But likewise, we realize all his wickedness is limited by time.
如果你读启示录十二章十二节。
When we read Revelation chapter 12, verse 12.
你很好记啊，十二章十二节。
It's very easy to remember Revelation 12:12. Now what does it say there?
魔鬼知道自己的时间不多了。
For the enemy, he knows that he have but a short time.
所以呢，他要拼命的做。
So he has to do all he can in this short time.
是非常的愚昧的。
But it's very foolish.
因为神已经把他封闭在时间里了。
Because God has sealed him in time.
你再大的恶也是在时间里。
No matter how great the wickedness is, it's limited in time.
有一天时间一结束。
And when time comes to an end.
所有的恶都止息。
And all the evilness will come to an end.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
我们需要明白。
This is what we must understand.
我们对时间必须有一个
We must have this concept of time.
但是对于我们还有重要的提醒。
But as for us, there's another important reminder.
因为在时间中
that is amongst time,
神告诉我们一切事物都有结局。
That is, there is a result of a destination of time, an end of time.
所以我们 必须注意那个结局。
So we must pay attention to the end of time.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
，Dear brothers and sisters，
任何事物都有结局。
There is an end to all things.
魔鬼有他魔鬼的结局。
The devil has the end of his time.
信主的人也有结局。
Likewise, those who believe in the Lord have our end.
到时间到终点的时候
，And when the time has reached its end，
它就显出来了。
It is revealed.
你的结局是好呢，是不好呢
？Is our end good or bad？
啊，所以呢，我们要知道。主把我们放在时间的里面。
So we must realize when God has placed us amongst time.
我们要好好的追求主。
Let us pursue the Lord well.
希望每一个人将来的结局都是好的。
May it be that all of our end would be good.
啊，箴言书也有这样的一句话说。
Now the words of and the proverbs have these words.
事情的结局胜过事情的开头。
That the end of all things is better than the beginning.
如果你开头很好，到最后结局不好。那个是一个悲剧。
Now we may have begun well, but if we do not end well, it is a tragedy.
如果我们过去不好
，if we were not well in the beginning，
现在我们结局很好
，but now we have a good end.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters， then blessed are we.
所以时间提醒我们
，so time reminds us
有一个结局
，there is an end.
所以因此圣经里面告诉我们呢
，therefore the Bible tells us
将来主回来的时候
，when the Lord returns，
我们都要到基督的台前
，we shall all appear before the judgment.Seat of Christ.
到基督台前做什么？
What is it that we do there?
啊，不，那个要算账。
We have to settle our account.
要算账的。
Now the account has to be settled.
请你记得，神有天跟你算账。
Now let us remember one day God will settle account with us.
这不是我的话，这是圣经的话。
This is not my words. It's words from the scriptures.
如果你读罗马说，马太福音二十五章。
When we read Matthew chapter 25,
那里讲到说，神要跟我们算账。
That God will settle account with us.
那么。这个彼得也告诉我们
，and Peter also tells us，
将来主回来的时候，时间结束，我们来到神跟前的时候，要算，要交账。
And that when we come at the end of time to come before God, we have to settle account with Him。
这是圣经中很重要的提醒。
And these are grave reminders in the Bible。
经过那个神的审判。
And that we go through the judgment of God。
有的人要得奖赏。
And some will receive reward。
有个人要被丢在黑暗里。
And others will be cast into darkness.
圣经预先告诉我们。
And the Bible already told us this.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
在神所创造的时间里面。
In time which God has created.
一切事物都有结局。
There is an end to all things.
我这么多年过来了。
Now throughout all these years.
哎呀，我参加了无数的弟兄姊妹们的这个安息聚会。
And I have gathered amongst brothers and sisters for many Sundays.Oh, for memorial service.
那么有的人过世的时候啊
，and sometimes during their passing，
教会里面真是非常的羡慕。
And I really admire their passing，
因为那个结局很好。
Because they end well。
有的人过世啊
，sometimes，
有时候教我们里面感觉叹息。
And we have a great sigh within，
觉得非常惋惜。
And that we have a great sorrow, sad to see them go。
好好的用他的。
That they did not spend their days well.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
Dear brothers and sisters,
我们每个人都有结局。
Each one of us will have an end.
所以这是非常重要的一个事情。
This is very important.
所以呢，神创造这个时间
Therefore, when God created time,
对神来讲具备重大的意义。
As for God, He has great meaning behind it.
对我们来讲
As for us,
更是重要。
Is even more of importance to us.
到底时间对我们有什么意义呢？
Now, what is the meaning of time to us?
我从主的话语里面我领会几个点。
Now, from the word of God, I come to these few points.
那么在以弗所书里面告诉我们
In the book of Ephesians, it tells us.
第一个告诉我们时间就是机会。
The first thing is that time is an opportunity.
神今天把很多机会量给我们。
That God has measured unto us much opportunity.
因为这是他爱我们。
And because He loves us.
所以今天呢，我们如果能抓住机会
，Now we can able to grasp opportunity.
我们就抓住时间了。
Then we can take hold of time.
那么今天世人对时间的这个认识呢，就是年啊、月啊、这个周啊、日啊、时啊。分了秒啊，是不是这样？
This is man's understanding. It's the year, the month, the day, the hour, the second.
不错，在创世纪第一章告诉我们，神创造整个万有的时候呢，他创造了很多星体、 那么可以定规时间。
That's right. In Genesis, God has created the lights in the firmament. It is to tell time, tell season as a sign for time.
我们都晓得今天呢，我们所用的时间是地球的时间。
Now we know the time we use today is on earthly time.
这个只能在地球上用。
We can only apply this time in the world.
这个太空人一跑到太空上去了，就没用了。
Now, when the astronauts are in space, this time that we use are useless to them.
但是这个在时间上面的，在地球上这个时间对我们来讲非常的有意义。
But the time which we use on Earth is very meaningful for us.
我不知道你的感觉怎样。
I don't know how you feel.
我常常感觉我最不会用时间。
And many times I feel I do not make the most of my time.
哎呀，每一年过来都是很懊悔，浪费很多时间。
And each time I will reflect on the year past and oh, I wasted so much time.
那我们怎么样子算是把时间用得好呢？
How is it then we have spent our time well?
哇，我们因此就保持自己非常忙碌。
And then we make ourselves very, very busy.
从早忙到晚上。
And we fill our days from morning to night and from night to morning.
啊，有人睡觉也还在上班。
And even when they're asleep, they're still working.
啊，就觉得说这样的我把时间用得很。
If I do this, and I'll make the most of all my time.
我记得我们年轻时候读书的时候啊。
I remember when we were young in school.
我们老师常常告诉我们，哇，你知道吗？这些世界上有很多伟大的人物。
That in this world there are many great men. Our teacher tells us.
他们每天只睡四个钟头。
They only sleep for 4 hours a day.
哎呀，我们听了，我们真是佩服的不得了。
And when we hear this and we admire them.
但是要我睡四个钟头做不到。
But I cannot do it. I cannot only sleep for 4 hours.
那么你每天只睡四个钟头，你就是抓住时间了。
Now if you only sleep 4 hours, then you have more hours at work.
不，感谢主。
No, thank the Lord.
圣经告诉我们。
The Bible tells us.
如果人抓住神给你的机会，就是抓住时间了。
If you are able to take hold of the opportunity, redeem the time, then you have made the most of your time.
在我们一生的里面，神把不知道多少的机会量给我们。
Throughout our life, God has measured unto us countless opportunities.
你抓住机会，那么你就在神面前蒙恩。
If you take hold of that opportunity, then you're blessed in the presence of God.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
在箴言书十一章里面。
In Proverbs chapter 11,
告诉我们当初神创造整个万有创造时间的时候
that when God created all things,
神有一个非常宝贵的意念
he had this very precious thought,
因为他知道在时间中所有一切都是暂时的
because he realized all that he created in, is in temporal,
但是神有一个心意要把永远赐给人
but God has a will to give eternity unto man.
请我们记得
Let us remember.
神只把永远赐给人
That God only has given eternity to man.
神没有把这个永远赐给他所创造其他的东西
And he did not set eternity in the hearts of any other of his creation.
而神给我们一个人一生的年限就是几十年
Yet the days of our life is only a few decades.
这几十年就是你的机会
And in these few decades, that is your opportunity.
我听说这次在我们聚会里面有些人还没信
I believe, I've heard there are some in our midst that have yet to believe in the Lord.
现在我要提醒你,
Now I must remind you.
你只有这一生,
there is only this life.
你只有这几十年,
only these few decades.
神愿意把永远赐给人,
and God is willing to set eternity in the heart of man.
你愿意得着吗?
And are you willing to gain this?
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们,
Dear brothers and sisters.
今天我们晓得人类堕落之后
we know that ever since man fell,
神只能把永远赐给那些相信耶稣基督的人
God can only grant eternity to those who believe in the Lord Jesus Christ.
神当初创造出是希望把永远赐给他所造的人
when God created first his creation, he's willing to give eternity to all of men.
但是人堕落了
But man fell.
所以亲爱的朋友们
So dear friends,
抓住机会
grab hold of the opportunity.
时间是机会
your time is your opportunity.
一旦你一生的年日结束，今天如果结束，那么你就很悲惨。
And if your time comes to an end, if it were to end today, that will be great tragedy.
所以时间对于基督徒来讲是机会。
So time for Christians is an opportunity.
我们抓住机会。我们就是抓住时间。
Let us grab hold of the time, then we have taken hold of time.
神给我们很大的恩典呢。
God has given us great
grace. 当我们今天能抓住今天所主给我们的机会。
When we take hold of opportunity God gives us today.
我们甚至可以把以往所失去的时间统统把它补回来。
Perhaps we have lost all the time in the past, but we have redeemed it today.
哇，这是何等大的恩典！
And what great grace this is!
因为我们都晓得，人的时间过去了，你就回不去的。
Because we know once we lost our time, we cannot make it up.
但是神给我们恩典。
But God has given us grace.
你可以把过去所失去的。 通通把它那个赎回来。
All that was lost in the past, God allows for us to redeem.
所以时间第一个点告诉我们。
So the first point of time.
对我们来讲就是机会。
That is, it is our opportunity.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
第二个点。
The second point.
时间是一个考验。
That time is a trial.
我有很多时候对一些弟兄姊妹讲，我说呢，当我们遇见这些事情的时候，你先不要担心。
Now, many times I tell brothers and sisters, when we encounter any event, do not worry.
因为时间呢是神的仆人。
That because time is a servant of God.
其实呢，时间是神的考试官。
Now, actually, a time God uses to test us.
他考验我们对或者不错，不对。
God uses time to test if we are right or wrong.
我们在弟兄姊妹当中
Now, amongst brothers and sisters,
当有些人讲到他们的经历
Now, sometimes when we share of our experience,
哎呀，我们听起来觉得真的是叫我们里面非常的惧怕
When we hear of that experience, we are fearful.
因为有人告诉我们说
Because some tell us,
他说我二十年前
They say 20 years ago,
我觉得这些都是对的。
Now, I feel that all this is correct.
我在里面也很热心，也非常的投入。
And I am very zealous, and I put myself all in.
他说二十年之后。
But 20 years later.
我才发现错误。
Then I discover it is wrong.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吧？二十年之后才发现错误。
Brothers and sisters, you realize you only come to realize it's wrong after 20 years.
你的时间就浪费了二十年。
You have wasted then 20 years.
并且那二十年呢？是我们一生中间的年轻时候最好的二十年。
And those 20 years are the best of our youth in our life.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们需要敬畏主。
So brothers and sisters, we must fear the Lord.
有很多时候我们的选择上的错误。
Sometimes in the wrong choices we make.
可能会造成我们极大的亏损。
Will bring forth great shortcoming.
时间会印证这些东西。
And time can confirm this.
那么到有一天你发现情况不对的时候，你看见已经很多年已经浪费掉了。
One day when we discover, many things are wrong, we have wasted all the time.
所以今天有很多人说，我今天这个光景是对的。
And so we say that this condition today is right.
我说，我们先等一等。
So I say, let us wait a bit.
让时间来考验一下。
Let time be the test.
时间过了。才知道你对不对。
Only when time passes, we know if we're right or wrong.
所以神用时间来考验我们。
So God tests us with time.
哇，这是多么需要谨慎的事情。
And how we must be very alert with this.
我们要经得起时间的考验。
We must be able to go through the testing of time.
那么第三个点。
The third point.
神借时间来显明一切。
That God will reveal all things in time.
他要证明那个事情的价值是如何。
To prove the value of that.
这个事情到底有没有价值。
To prove if that matter has any value whatsoever.
你今天拼命的在做，拼命的在弄，到底有没有价值。
Perhaps we strive diligently and give our all to do a certain thing.
主在时间中会显明出来。
But in time, God will reveal its value.
我们有时候看见一些弟兄初信弟兄姊妹刚刚开始表现非常好。
At times we see the new believers, they will spend a lot of time doing something, and that's great to see.
但是你要等一等。
But let us wait.
过个几年之后啊。
After a few years.
很多事就显明出来了。
When it is revealed.
所以我们需要主让我们能够明白时间的用意。
Let us understand from God the meaning of the use of our time.
感谢神。
We thank God.
今天呢，这里特别让我们证实一件事情。
Today, especially, we can prove this.
人说的不算数。
That what man says does not count.
神说的才算数。
Only what God says will count.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们今天生活在环境里面，看见很多人常常这么讲，那么讲，那么讲。
So brothers and sisters, throughout our life, we see men saying many things, this and that.
我们并不是养成一个态度去怀疑所有的人。
And so not, we should not have an attitude try to please everyone.
我们要看见经过时间考验的。
But through the testing of time.
那个才是可靠的。
Only that which goes through the testing of time is worthy.
So in
the epistles of Paul.
有一个弟兄是 经过屡次的试验。
And there is a brother that has been tested many times.
他被时间考验过很多次。
And he has been tested by time many times.
所以保罗能说我们的弟兄是可靠的。
So our brother Paul is able to say this brother is trustworthy.
哇，时间实在是个奇妙的东西。
And indeed, time is so wonderful.
但是对于我们来讲，
But as for us, it is very important.
那么第四个点，
The fourth point.
那么时间呢？
As for time,
是用来做记号。
It is for a sign.
在创世纪第一章，我们读到那个话里面讲到做记号。
In Genesis chapter 1, we read time is a sign.
其实呢，也就是做个记录。
It is also to record.
因为我们一生的历史都在时间里面。
That is because all the days of our time is recorded in history.
那我们所过的这个日子到底有没有价值？
Then all the days we spent, does it have any value at all?
到底在神眼中算不算数呢？
In the sight of God, does it count for anything?
神会做记录的。
God will record.
你看圣经中啊，记载了很多的人物。
We can see many characters throughout the Bible.
但是你会发现有很多的人物啊，他们一生的历史的记载好像不完全。
We see throughout the recording, some of the recording is not very complete.
断断续续的。
It is partial.
我们觉得很奇怪，为什么不把它写得完全一点呢？
Now we will wonder why is it the recording of that individual's life is not very complete.
那么弟兄姊妹们，
Now brothers and sisters,
我们明白一件事情。
Let us understand one thing.
在我们一生的里面，
Throughout our life,
若是我们的生活有一些跟基督发生关系的，
If in our living there is anything to do with Christ,
跟神的旨意有关的，
When has anything to do with the will of God,
神就记载。
God will record it.
凡是那些跟基督无关的
，anything that is nothing to do with Christ，
那么跟神的旨意无关的
，outside of the will of God，
神就不记载
，He does not record。
所以一生中出现空白的时期。
So then there will be a gap that is empty in our recording。
所以你如果读亚伯拉罕的一生
，So when we read the days of Abraham，
你看亚伯拉罕也到那个时候，神有13年不讲话。
We can see in 13 years of Abraham's life, God did not speak。
空白的时期
，It was empty。
因为这一段时间神的心不喜悦。
Because during this period of time, God's heart was not pleased.
从75岁到99岁，然后中间有80岁，很长一段时间，那么神不说话。
For a long period of time, when he was 86 to 99, God did not speak.
有空白的时期。
There is an empty gap.
所以在这些圣经中的人物已经告诉我们。
So in these people in the Bible, God tells us.
神要记录人在地上属灵的年日。
When he is to record, he is recording our spiritual days on earth.
但是他的记录有他自己一定的方法。
But in his recording, he has his own way.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
今天我们要被提醒。
We must be reminded today.
今天是2017年的头一天。
Today is the first day of the year 2017.
希望我们这一年。
May it be this whole year.
如果主回来的迟延。
If the Lord tarries.
我们希望能被主记录的更多一点。
May it be that the Lord will remember and record more of our days.
所以如果你跟基督跟神的旨意没有任何的关系。
Therefore, if we have nothing to do with Christ, with the will of God,
不管你在地上做了多么伟大的事情，
regardless of what great things we may have done on earth,
神看也不要看。
In God's sight, He does not even want to look at it.
所以我们需要主给我们够用的恩典。
So may the Lord give us sufficient grace.
今天主要记录我们属灵的年。
That today He is to record our spiritual days.
所以将来到主跟前去的时候。
So when we're before the Lord one day.
保罗已经预先告诉我。
And Paul already told us.
有的可能一生都是空白。
And some of our days may be empty.
那是仅仅得救而已。
And we're merely barely saved.
是吧？有的人一生的记载非常的丰富。
But some of our days are recorded very richly.
你看在圣经中呢，有的人物记载的非常的多，有的人就这么一点点。
We can see some recordings are very rich of individuals, others a little bit.
你读传记也是一样。
It is the same when we read a biography.
你认识的传记对主的经历那么的丰富。
And in our biography, we have rich experience with the Lord.
有的记载了只是到哪里做工，做了什么，做了什么，做了什么。没什么属灵经历。
And some other experiences. I went here, I went there, I did this and I did that. There is no spiritual value.
所以弟兄姊妹们。
So brothers and sisters.
时间是用来做记号的。
Time is for a sign.
是做记录。
It is a recording.
所以我们一生的历史。
It is a recording of our life.
都在时间中被主记录下来。
It is recorded by God.
这个真的是一个何等重要的一个提醒。
This is a grave reminder for us.
那么感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
说神对时间呢许可我们可以赎回。
May it be that God is willing for us to redeem the time.
所以彼得到晚年的时候。
So in the last days of Peter.
哇，
这个打鱼的人呢？
This fisherman
比那个伟大的科学家还要伟大。
Is even greater than the greatest scientist.
他说呢，一日如千年，千年如一日。
He says that one day is as a thousand years, and a thousand years as one day.
这个谁能说得出这个话？
Now who is able to say such words?
真是何等的眼光啊！
And this is what insight he had.
他就告诉我们，如果你在神面前活一天，神用一千年来计算。
Now if you live one day in God's presence, God will remember as a thousand years.
如果你不活在主的里面，活了一千年，大概只有一天。
Now if you do not live in the Lord's presence, if you were to live a thousand years, it's but as one day.
这是一个恩典的年日的计算。
This is a recording of grace in our time.
抓住机会。
Take hold of the opportunity.
弟兄姊妹们，让我们一生有一个丰富的记录。
Brothers and sisters, may God have a rich recording of our time before Him.
我再说。
I say again.
这个是在神面前的记录。
This is a recording in God's presence.
可以骗得了人，骗不了神。
We may deceive others, but we cannot deceive God.
人间的地上啊，非常风光，什么这个那个那个，结果到神面前是什么都没有。
Perhaps in man's sight we can do this and that and many things before man, but before God it may be nothing.
有些弟兄姊妹在教会里面好像也不大讲话，做也不。到主跟前很丰富。
Some brethren in the church may seem very quiet, don't do much, but in God's presence, maybe they're very rich.
我想我们很快就看见这个结果。
I think we very quickly will see this end soon.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
第四个点。
The fourth point.
时间是个记录。
That time is a sign.
第五个点。
The fifth point.
时间也是个提醒。
Time is also a reminder.
那弟兄姊妹，我问你们啊。
Now let me ask you, brothers and sisters.
昨天跟今天有什么差别啊？
What's the difference between yesterday and today?
我今天早上起来看，差不多嘛。
I wake up in the morning, I look around, it's about the same.
但是呢，这个里面被提醒，这是 New Year.
No, but we're reminded within, oh, today is the New Year.
为什么我们会有一个不同的感觉？
Why is it we will feel different today?
是因为呢，这个月历告诉我们。
Because the calendar tells us.
今年是2017的。
The calendar reminds us today is January 1st, 2017.
其实外面没什么不同，但是呢，感觉上不一样。
But outwardly everything is the same, but within we feel different.
是吧？我看相信今天大家的感觉都有点不一样。
So I think I look around, everybody feels a little different, right?
这是什么？神借着时间给我们的提醒。
That is through time, God gives us reminders.
所以这个在创世纪中，神创造这个时间的时候呢，他已经告诉我们，这做记号、做节日，给我们提醒。
That in Genesis, God tells us when He created time, time is set there for a sign, for a reminder to tell season and time and year.
对我们来讲，一方面是个警戒。
On the one hand, it's a warning to us.
哇，又过一年了。
Oh, it's another year.
啊，又过一年了。
Another year has passed.
提醒自己。
It is a reminder for ourselves.
越来越老了。
I'm getting older by the day.
再次一个提醒。
Another reminder.
时间不多了。
I don't have much time left.
我有时候在想啊。
And sometimes I wonder.
我这一辈子不要多，我如果活到85岁的话呢。
Now, I don't have to have too many days if my days were 85 years.
我一想我就害怕了。
Then when I think about that, I'm fearful. Why?
只有十年多。
Because I only have about a decade left then.
但是我们知道十年呢，是一眨眼就过去了。
But we know that 10 years will pass in the blink of an eye.
我们过去三四十年都一眨眼就过来了。
When we look back 30, 40 years, how we pass so quickly.
那么你们这个冬令会是什么时候开始的？
So when did we begin the winter conference?
记得哪一年吗？
Do you remember what year?
你可能不记得了。
Perhaps you forgot.
但是已经过了多少届了？
But all those years, it has passed.
哦，弟兄姊妹，时间过得非常的快。
Time flies.
所以时间对我们是一个提醒。
So time is a reminder for us.
是一个警戒。
It is a warning.
让我们能够重新鼓舞自己。
So once again, we can encourage ourselves.
要好好的跟随主。
We must follow the Lord well.
要好好的重新起头。
We have to have a great new beginning.
当然，这个提醒也包括着感恩。
Of course, this reminder also includes thanksgiving.
神用恩典做年岁的冠冕。
That God has crowned our years.
我们一生的年日都低下自由。
And He has dropped fatness on this,
well,
our path.
所以你看见，这个诗人对时间呢，他有一个感恩。
And so we can see the psalmist has a feeling of thankfulness, thanksgiving.
的确，我们看见过去的年日，我们虽然做得不好，但是神的恩典是非常丰富。
Even though we see days past, we did not do well, but His grace is well abundant.
提醒我们感恩。
So it reminds us to give thanks.
今天早上起来。
So this morning when we awake,
感谢主你还让我活着。
We thank the Lord that He gives us breath.
让我跨进一个新的年度。
And we go into a new year.
让我在地上还有机会侍奉跟随你。
So I still have opportunity while on earth to serve and follow you.
充满了感恩。
And we're filled with thanksgiving.
弟兄姊妹，这是时间对我们所产生的。
Brothers and sisters, this is the things that time reminds us of.
最后一个点。
The last point.
时间是我们的生命。
That time is our life.
因为我们整个生命的成长在时间的里面。
Because the entire growth of our life is in time.
在肉身的年是一年年的成长。
In our physical life, we grow year by year.
在属灵世上也是这样。
It is the same with spiritual matters.
一年一年的生命要成长。
That year after year, our life must grow.
我有的时候在主面前呢，真是心里面感觉非常的难过。
And sometimes I ache in my heart.
好像我们年日过来，我们知识知道多了。
It seems as our years pass, we have accumulated much knowledge.
我们经验知道的多了。
We have more experiences.
我们比过去的日子呢，好像了解的教会的事物更多了。
It seems like now we have a greater understanding of the matters of the church.
但是唯独一件事情，生命没有成长。
But the only one thing is there's no growth in life.
你看看我们在主跟前，我们做的是什么事呢？
What is it when we come into the presence of the Lord? What do we do?
仰望主的怜悯。
We look to His mercy.
在时间中，
that amongst time,
神的心意是要我们长大成人。
That His desire is for us to grow into a grown man.
一年年过来，
year after year,
我们可以知识没有那么多。
We may not have much more knowledge.
但是生命必须成长。
But life must grow.
我们对主的爱要越过越增长。
And our love toward the Lord must continue to grow.
我们觉得有很难过的事情是，很多弟兄姊妹一年年过来，这个爱越来越减少。
We feel very sad when we see the love of brothers and sisters for the Lord continue to decrease year after year.
不，我们一年年的过来，这个里面对主的爱是越过越增长。
No, may it not be the years pass, yet our love for the Lord ought to increase and grow.
这样时间对我们才有真实的意义。
Then there is true meaning for us with time.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
so dear brothers and sisters,
神把我们放在时间的里面。
God has placed us in time.
神实在是有他至高的心意。
Indeed, He has His utmost intention for us.
所以求主因着这些，给我们里面有更多的看见。
Therefore, within, may the Lord show us all the more.
我们刚刚讲了。
We have mentioned.
神创造整个万有是暂时的。
That when God created all things, it is but temporal.
所以因此呢，
therefore,
基督徒在地上啊，
Christians on earth,
应该过这个与世无争的生活。
We should have a life that has no fight for possessions of this world.
什么东西多一点少一点其实不要紧。
We don't need to mind if we have a little more or less of this world.
我们连世人都知道，你生不带来，死不带去，对不对？
Even the people of this world know we cannot bring anything with us into this world. We cannot take anything with us when we go.
就是神呢，暂时借给你用一用。
It is only temporal use for us.
因为这是暂时的东西。
Because they're all temporal things.
我们不必那么上心啊！那个 中国大陆人的话说上心了。
So in the Chinese saying, we don't have to take it to heart, so mindful of these things.
一天到晚就在这些事情上面的搞个没完没了。
And so upon these matters that we're so trivial, we keep on striving at it.
有时候我看见人也是可怜，在一个小小的关系圈子里面呢，从年头搞到年尾搞不完。
And sometimes I see in such a small circle, man strives from year beginning to the year end, and it continues on and on.
我们多么愚昧呀！
And how foolish that is.
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and
sisters, 这一切都是暂时的，对不对？
All these things are but temporal.
我也看见很多做儿女的人，
And I see many children.
父母在说不懂得爱他们，孝顺他们。
And when the parents are living, they do not know how to love and show filial love to the parents.
他拼命讲他好处。
Oh, but after the parents are gone, then they speak well of their parents.
有的是真是觉得很虚伪。
And we feel that is so false.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
dear brothers and sisters,
求主让我们因着对时间的认识，
May the Lord give us a clear understanding of time,
我们的心胸能变得广大。
Then our hearts will grow more magnificent.
因为你眼看这些不要紧的，这样做那样做，有些都过去。
And when we see things, it's no big deal because they'll pass.
因为什么？
Why?
因为神不是要永远把人放在时间里。
That is because God has placed eternity in the heart of man.
因为神是要永远。
Because God is after eternal matters.
我们刚才讲过，
and we have mentioned.
真言传道书的话非常的宝贵啊。
And the words in Ecclesiastes are very precious.
神创造万有是要把永远放在人的里面。
That God created all things and have set eternity in the heart of man.
他在这里放，人数够了。
And He has placed eternity here, and there. And when the number is filled,
时间就结束。
And time will come to an end.
这个万有暂时的通通。
And all things will come to an end.
只有那些得罪永远的人，
and those who have received eternity,
他们就从这些暂时的里面脱离。
Then they will be delivered from these temporal things.
哇，这是多么 荣耀的一个时刻呢。
And what a glorious freedom this moment.
所以弟兄姊妹们，时间对神来讲，对我们来讲，都是一个过程。
So brothers and sisters, as far as time is concerned, it is but a process for us.
那么我们现在要问一下啊。
Then we must ask.
到底什么是永远？
What then are the eternal matters?
弟兄姊妹，你懂得什么是永远？
Brothers and sisters, do we understand what is eternity?
好像我问这个话，我很懂啊。
It seems if I'm posing the question, I have an answer. I understand.
其实我要诚实的说，我也知道一点点。
But I must be honest. I only know a very little bit.
这个永远实在是个大的奥秘。
And now eternity is indeed is a great mystery.
不过呢，我们至少有些基本的东西我们要知道。
But at the very least, we should have some basic understanding.
这里告诉我们。
Here it tells us.
永远不是无穷无尽的时间。
Now eternity is not a matter of infinite time.
永远没有时间。
There is no time at all in eternity.
永远也不需要时间。
There is no need for time in eternity.
因为在我们一般人的感觉中啊。
Because in our general feeling.
啊，这个永远就是以后无穷无尽的时间。
That eternity is just an infinite amount of time.
不是无穷无尽。
It is not a matter of infinity.
永远根本不是时间。
Eternity is not even a matter of time at all.
是神从永远里面创造了时间。
It is in eternity that God has created time.
我只能这样说，这样领会。
I can only say and understand it in this way.
永远是一种状态。
Now eternity is this condition.
对不起啊，这个只能用这个比较好像抽象一点的语言讲。
Now I'm sorry, it seems like the terminology is very abstract.
它就是一种的状态。
It is just the condition, the nature.
彼得在彼得前书里面告诉我们。
And Peter tells us in 1 Peter.
他说我们从神所得住的产业。
All the inheritance we receive from God.
是不能修。不能朽坏，不能衰残，不能玷污的。
It is undefiled, incorruptible.
那意思就是说，将来进入永远的时候啊。
So when we enter into eternity,
没有朽坏的东西。
There is nothing that will defile.
也没有衰残的东西。
There is nothing that is corruptible.
也没有任何东西是可以玷污的。
And nothing that it is undefiled.
所以它是一种的状态。
It is this condition, this nature.
那今天我们活在时间中啊。
So when we live in time today,
我们会经历衰残。
We will grow older and corrupt.
小孩子喜欢过年。
Now the young children love to go through the New Year.
像我呢，现在都不喜欢过年。
But for me, I don't like the New Year as much.
一过年一看又老了。
Now when I see a New Year, I realize I'm getting older.
我们回头有时候看从前年轻的照片。
And when I look at my photos of my younger days.
哇，那个是我吗？那么好看。
Oh, is that really me? I'm quite handsome.
现在再去看看，哇，这个简直不像样。
I look at it. Well, I don't look at all like this anymore.
我的姊妹很好玩，她很喜欢弄照片。
And now my wife, she loves very interested in photography.
那么她有一次把我们四个不同时期的照片放在一起。
One time she put four photos of us together at different periods of time.
哇，我就看见好像是四代同堂啊。
To me, it looks like four different generations.
现在那个照片，老爸爸那个时候好像儿子呢。
Look like now, it looks like the father. The other generation looks like the sun.
肯定人会衰败。
We will corrupt.
这个你阻挡不住的。
We cannot stop it.
今天世界上人用各样的方法，希望呢把这个时间把它停住，停得住吗？停不住的。
And man tries to use all means and methods to try to stop time or slow time. We cannot at all.
身体越来越起变化。
And there's changes in our bodies.
很多东西开始朽坏。
And many things will break down.
更可怕是我们的生命很容易被玷污。
And what is even more frightening is our life can be defiled.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
有一个时候来到。
There is a time that will come.
当我们进入永远的时候。
When we enter into eternity.
你在那里再也看不见这些事物。
No longer will we see this nature.
所以难怪保罗能说将来主的教会能成为没有斑点没有瑕疵。
That's why Paul says the church is holy without blemish or wrinkles or any such things.
所以到底什么是永远？
So what is eternity?
我的领会也只能到这里。
And that's my understanding that I can share.
这实在是一个大的奥秘。
It is a great mystery.
但是呢， 无论怎样，我们里面知道那是好的无比。
But regardless, we know that eternity is nothing better.
所以保罗说，我若离世与主同在，那是好的无比的。
So Paul says, it is nothing better. It is far better for me to depart and be with the Lord.
弟兄姊妹们
，brothers and sisters，
什么叫死亡呢
？What is death？
肉身的死亡。
The physical death。
这对基督徒来讲啊。
As for Christians,
就是时间的结束，永远的开始。
It is the end of time and the beginning of eternity.
所以有的时候啊，去这个参加安息聚会，我里面有矛盾。
So sometimes when I go to a memorial service, I'm conflicted.
哎呀，我们亲人走了，我们难过啊，哭啊。
Sometimes our loved ones they depart and we are weeping and we are in sorrow.
其实他在主面前欢喜的不得了。
But in fact they're rejoicing in the Lord's presence.
他在那里笑了。
And they're laughing.
我们在这里哭啊。
And we're crying.
弟兄姊妹们。当然人有感情、啊、
Of course, brothers and sisters, we have emotions.
这个不是错误。
There's nothing wrong with that.
哎呀，因为我们有天然有感情是对的。
We have a natural affection, and that's good.
但是按照事实上来讲。
But in fact,
时间结束，永远开始。
When time comes to an end, that is the beginning of eternity.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
So, brothers and sisters,
求主怜悯我。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
我们里面的眼睛能够得开。
May our eyes from within be open.
今天我们活在时间中。
When we live in time.
我们要懂得活。在时间中那个真实的意义。
We must be realized and know how to live in the true meaning of time.
但是我们已经蒙到极大的恩典。
For great grace has been bestowed upon us.
神已经把永远放在我们的里面。
He has already set eternity in our heart.
所以保罗才告诉我们呢，要顾念那所不见的。
So Paul reminds us to be mindful of that which is unseen.
因为永远是看不见的。
Because you cannot see eternity.
但是永远是一个实在。
But eternity is real.
那么。弟兄姊妹们，到底什么是永远
？So then, brothers and sisters, what is eternity?
我们再进一步，稍微还可以说一点。
If we go a step further, we can expound a little bit more.
圣经能让我们领悟的，只有神是永远。
The Bible tells us only God is eternal.
你们记得在出埃及记啊
？You remember in Exodus?
当摩西在神面前问他说：“神啊，你的名字是什么
？”When Moses in God's presence asked God, "What is your name?"
神就告诉。摩西说我的名字是什么
？And God tells Moses what his name is.
这个名字非常奇妙。
And this name is wonderful.
其实这个名字就是永远。
And this name is eternal.
那么大家都知道，在希伯来原文里面，耶和华这个词就是 I am that I am， 我是那我是的。
We know in the original in Hebrew, the Lord God means I am that I am.
什么叫做我是那我是的呢
？That is, He's the eternal one. What does it mean that I am that I am？
这个对我们中国人来讲，这真是外国话。
To the Chinese, this is a foreign language. What are you saying？
不，英文你懂吗 ？I am that I am， 英文懂不懂
？Now in English, do you understand what that means? I am that I am？
恐怕也不懂。
Perhaps you don't understand that either。
这个到底是什么意思
？So what does this mean？
其实呢，神不是光给他一个名字而已。
Because God is not only telling Moses a name。
神把他自己的光景摆出来。
But his own nature, his condition, God tells Moses。
那么当然在英文里面 ，I am 这个字啊很有意思。
Of course, this name I am is very interesting in English。
我们知道按照时态来讲。
We know according to the nature。
不是这个。
This condition。
Tense.
And the tense.
这个 I am 是现在式。
I am is in the present tense.
他讲了两次 I am that I am.
He repeats I am that I am.
什么意思啊
？What does this mean？
我就是永远的现在。
He says I am that I am. I'm always in the present.
我们是永远的现在。
I am that I am.
是个 being， 那这就永远的。
Is being I am is an eternal.
这个。实在不大容易明白，对不对
？This is not easy for us to understand.
但是神已经预先告诉摩西。
But God already foretold Moses.
神是永远的神。
He is the eternal God.
对于神来讲，只有现在。
As for God, He is always I am.
没有过去，没有将来。
There is no past and no present, no future.
对我们的时间中的人来讲，有过去，有将来，有现在。
But for us in time, there is a past, a future, and the present.
但对于神来，永远是现在。
But as for God, eternity is always I am.
我想这个我们只能解释到这里。
I think that's all we can go, as far as we can go concerning.
当然，另外一面的意思。
Because on the flip side.
这个 I am 的意思就是呢，我是。
But when it says I am, it says I am.
所以将来在永远里面，只有神是，其他都不是。
But He is, so there is nothing else in eternity except God because He is.
所以今天啊，在时间中我们最好不要常常讲我是我是，你都什么都不是。
So let us not be boastful and say I am this, I am that. We are actually nothing, only God is.
I'm nothing, 哎，那个很好。
No, that's very good.
I'm nobody, 那这个还谦虚。
Now, that, at least that's good that I'm nothing, I'm nobody, at least we're a bit humble.
所以主耶稣到世上来的时候，
So when our Lord Jesus was on earth,
他就表达了神。
He manifested God.
所以在约翰福音里面，他一直在讲到我是我是我是。
So in the Gospel according to John, he says, I am, I
am. 所以这从耶和华这个词的里面。
Therefore, from this term, the Lord God.
我们知道神是永远。
We know He is eternal.
只有神是永远。
And only God is eternal.
这个我们真的是天然的头脑是完全没有办法领会。
In our natural mind, we cannot fathom this.
但是感谢神。
But we thank God.
虽然我们对这些不能完全明白。
Even though we cannot completely comprehend,
但是我们已经得着这个事实。
But we already received this fact.
神已经把这个放在我们的。
God has placed this within us.
所以感谢神。
So we thank God.
神愿意把永远放在人的里。
God is pleased to set eternity in our heart.
所以他把永远的生命给我们。
He has given us eternal life.
就是把永远给了我们。
That means He has set eternity to us.
所以信耶稣得永生。
So when we believe in Jesus and receive eternal life.
弟兄姊妹，你知道吧？当你在听福音的那一个刹那
，Brothers and sisters, at the moment you heard the gospel,
你说哎呀，我受感动，举手。
You say I'm moved, so I raise my hand.
你知道那一个刹那发生什么事情
？You know at that very instant, that moment, what has happened?
你就跟永远发生关系了。
That you now are connected with eternity.
所以今天人呢，以为信耶稣是加入什么宗教，那个太可笑了。
Now when people believe you believe in Jesus, you're being added to a religion. That is very that's not right.
人家信这个教，他信那个教，我们信这个教啊。弟兄姊妹们，什么教也不是。
Some believe in this religion, others believe in this religion. I believe in this religion. No.
所以有很多时候，我现在看见在福音聚会中看见有些人呢，他举手了，哎呀。你真是有福气啊。
Now I see in the gospel meeting when some are willing to raise their hand to accept the Lord, I see that individual raising their hand. How blessed is that person?
我看那些人受浸了。
And when I see they're baptized,
糊里糊涂的就落到大福气里。
Now, maybe they're confused and they don't know what's really going on, but they enter into a blessing.
他得多大的福气。
They really don't realize what great blessing has come upon them.
我们有诗歌写得很好。
And so there's a hymn that it put it well.
将主回来的时候，
when the Lord returns,
我们才知道救恩有多高啊。
And we'll realize, in fact, how great, how grand the salvation is.
今天我们所知道的非常的有限。
Truth be told, we know very, very limited matters today.
但是你能知道这个。
But as far as what we know is sufficient.
所以弟兄姊妹们，
so brothers and sisters,
我们要感谢我们的主。
And we have to thank our Lord.
在人类堕落之后，
after man fell,
神要再把永远放在人的里面。
God desired to place eternity in the heart of man.
是一件非常不容易的事情。
It is not easy to do at all.
神必须舍弃他的儿子。
In order to do so, God must give His own Son.
让他的儿子在地上经历无数的苦难。
So that His own Son will go through all the agony for us.
被人弃绝。
To be forsaken of man.
被人辱骂。
And to be mocked by man.
被人用手掌打。
And to be struck by man.
被荆棘冠冕。
And put on a crown of thorns.
用鞭子打。
And to be crucified on the cross.
你看见主耶稣三十三年在地上所经历的这些苦难。
And all the agony and suffering He gone through on earth.
最后被人家剥的光光的羞辱的钉在十字架上。
And He was naked in shame, hung on the cross.
弟兄姊妹，主做这一切是为什么呢？
Brothers and sisters, why did the Lord do all this?
就是为要叫神把永远可以放在我们里面。
In order for God to place eternity in the heart.
所以你我今天要珍惜这个东西。
So let us treasure this.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
Dear brothers and sisters,
主把这个给我们是不容易的。
It is not easy for the Lord to give us.
而我们今天得着这一个。确实好像很容易。
But it seems so easy for us to gain this.
所以我们要感恩。
So we must give thanks.
所以一个基督徒如果忘恩负义。
So for a Christian not to be in gratitude.
难怪保罗这样说。
Paul says.
若有人不爱主。
If any man not love the Lord.
这人可诛可咒。
Then it is, he is to be cursed.
真的。
That is true.
你阿们吗？
Do you amen to that?
我阿们这句话。
I amen to those words.
若人不爱主，
if any man not love the Lord,
我们对主的亏欠有多大呢？
How short come we have come of the Lord?
神向我们怀的意念是这么伟大的意念。
How great is his thoughts toward us?
而我们今天轻看这些，
But yet we despise it, we look lightly upon it.
把它当作救主的救恩，当作平常。
And we treat so common what he has given us.
将来我们到主跟前，我们要受何等样的责备呢？
And consider how much rebuke we receive before him.
所以希伯来书作者就告诉我们，我们若忽略这么大的救恩，
so the author of Hebrews tells us if we were to neglect such a great salvation, how can we escape?
弟兄姊妹们，
brothers and sisters,
你我都是蒙大恩的人，
you and I have received great grace.
今天我们借着相信他得着了，
and today we receive this by faith.
就约翰写书信的时候就讲，
and so when John writes the epistles, he says,
这是圣经中的大话。
And this is the great things from the scriptures.
他活着， and, 我们也活着。
And he lives and we live with him.
这是何等的话。
And what great words these are.
是啊，弟兄姊妹。
Brothers and sisters.
因为他是永远。
Because he's eternal.
今天我们里面也有了永
远。Likewise, we have eternity today.
所以我们能活着。
And we're able to live.
神的儿女。
The children of God. How much we need to give thanks.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
Dear brothers and sisters.
神要得着永远。
God desires to gain eternity.
那么在圣经中啊，也告诉我们，时间和永远之间呢，有很多关联的东西。
The Bible also tells us, as far as time and eternity is concerned, they are linked together in much things.
我们知道，在圣经中论到这个时间的时候，
Now we understand in the Bible when it speaks about time,
有今生来世。
There is this life and the life to come and eternity.
我们知道这个来世就是有个千年的国度。
Now we know the life to come that speaks of the millennium kingdom.
这个千年国度还是属于时间的。
Now in this millennium kingdom, it is still in the matter of time.
那么神用这个千年国度呢，作为许多爱主弟兄姊妹的一个奖赏。
And God will use this millennium kingdom as a reward for the children of God who love Him.
所以将来我们能不能在这个千年国度里面得着神所要我们得着的福分？
Now are we able to receive the blessing which God desires for all of us to receive during the millennial kingdom?
取决于我们今天在时间中间我们的追求。
It depends upon our pursuit while in time today.
我们的表现。
And what we, how we do.
所以请我们记得。
So let us remember,
时间决定来世，决定千年。
It is time now that will determine the life to come and eternity.
所以我们都要来到审判台前。
We will all appear before the judgment seat.
那么主降临审判台设立的时候，千年国度就要开始。
And after the judgment seat of Christ, then it's the beginning of the millennium kingdom.
有的人对这个并不了解，
and some may not have understanding of this.
甚至有些人呢，很轻看这些东西。
And perhaps others will lightly esteem this.
有人说，哎，千年就千年吧。
And say, oh well, it's 1,000 years, let it be.
弟兄姊妹们，几十年都难过。
Brothers and sisters, even a few decades is tough enough for us.
千年不好过。
It's not easy to go through 1,000 years.
明明告诉我们。有很多人要懊悔，咬牙切齿。
And the Bible clearly tells us there will be those who will repent in gnashing of teeth.
所以根据这些真理，
and according to that truth,
我们更感觉到时间的宝贵。
We should all the more treasure time.
所以求主怜悯我们。
So may the Lord have mercy on us.
当然，千年国度以后，
of course, after the millennial kingdom,
进入永远，
when we enter into eternity,
哇，那我们就有福了。
Then how blessed we are.
每一个神的儿女。将来都要得着神在创世以来为他预备的产业。
All the children of God will receive the inheritance which God has prepared for us before the foundation of the world.
我们的神实在太伟大。
And our God indeed is so great.
他的爱难以测度。
And we cannot fathom the length of His love.
他爱我们的爱，我们是没有办法用言语诉说的。
And there is no words that are able to fully express the love which He has loved us with. Again, I say.
我们这些蒙恩得救的人。
For us who have been saved by grace.
我们是蒙大。
And we are those who are greatly blessed.
那个呢，我想我们只能简单的在这里说明。
Now I think we can only simply put it this way.
这个时间和永远呢，
this matter of time and eternity.
在主的工作上面呢，
in the work of God.
它也有一个重要的关系。
There is an important relationship between time and eternity.
这个斯百克弟兄曾经有这样的话说。
Now Brother Sparks put it this way.
他说神的工作在永远里面是丰满。
Now, the work of God in eternity is full.
Fullness.
It's the fullness.
那么在时间的里面,
but in time,
是见证,
it is a testimony.
这什么意思呢?
Now, what does this mean?
那么今天我们在地上,
and today, when we're on earth,
我们是见证,
we are a testimony.
将来进入永世,
when we enter into eternity,
你才看见什么是丰满,
then we'll realize what fullness means.
我们的弟兄告诉我们,
our brother tells us,
他在圣经中有很多的名词都可以下定义,
there are many definitions we have in the Bible for us.
圣洁啊, 公义啊, 德胜都可以下定义,
overcoming, holiness, we can make a definition of those words.
唯独丰满这个字啊,
but, 没有办法下定义, but there is this word fullness we cannot be able to define.
他曾经试着想要为丰满下定义,
he tried to define this word fullness.
他怎么定义 也不够,
but no matter how he tried to define it, it's insufficient.
包括了所有的一切都在内,
because this fullness includes all in all.
那么今天呢,
so today,
人看不见这个丰满,
we cannot see this fullness.
就要借着教会在地上呢把它彰显出来。
It must be expressed, manifested through the church.
所以我们是局部的，是片段的。
So it is only in part and partial.
但是它这个内容是丰满。
But the content, the substance is fullness.
所以我们看见初期的教会。
So when we see the early church.
初使徒行传的时候。
When we read the book of Acts.
我们看见这个丰满在头一个世纪出现过。
We see this fullness appear in the first century.
然后呢，第二世纪世纪以后慢慢的失落。
And we see second, third century continues to decline.
一直到了弟兄运动开始的时候。
Until the Brethren movement.
这个又恢复了一些。
And there is some of this recovery.
在地上这些恢复。
And this recovery on earth.
是见证的原则。
It is under the principle of testimony.
是把天上的把它带到地上，把它显明出来。
It is to bring heaven on earth to testify of it.
所以在主的工作上永远跟时间之间也有一个关联在里面。
Therefore, there is this connection of eternity and time as far as the work of God is concerned.
所以今天我们在地上为基督的丰满做见证是非常宝贵的一件事。
Therefore, it is very precious that we're able to be witnesses of the fullness of Christ while on earth with time.
这是我们聚集的目的。
And this is the purpose while we gather together.
这是我们工作的目的。
This is the purpose of our work.
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
so dear brothers and sisters,
求主让我们能明白这个。
May the Lord allow for us to understand this.
我们能在时间中为永远做见证。
So that in time we're witnesses for eternity.
那是非常大的荣耀。
And that is a great glory.
无论个人无论团体。
Whether individual or corporately.
我们都求主给我们有这个强烈的心愿。
And may the Lord give us such a great desire.
所以呢，我们也可以看见一点时间跟永远之间的这个关系。
Therefore, we're able to see some of this connection with time and eternity.
那么关于时间呢?
Now, as far as time is,
圣经中还有一个很特别的东西。
There's also this very special matter concerning time.
就刚才我们在希伯来书第四章三节那里读到。
Now, we have read this in Hebrews chapter 4, verse 3.
那里我们中文的圣经呢,没有把它翻清楚。
In the Chinese translation, it's not clearly translated.
那里讲有一句话叫做在立世界根基的时候。
And that is the term from the foundation of the world.
这是在神整个创造里面一个特殊的时刻。
And this is a very unique, special period in God's creation.
就神开始要立这个世界，开始要创造立这个根基的时候。
That is during the period of time when God is to set the foundation.
那是一个整个时间开头的一个时刻。
And that is at the very moment that time began.
圣经给我们看见在这个开头的时刻里面神做了一些重要的事情。
And so at the very offset of time, God has done this very important thing.
这也就是从永远开始要进入时间。
That is from eternity, time has set in.
神要做的一些重要的事情。
And this is the important things that God will do.
如果你把这个词啊在新约里面去找一找。
Now, if we were to look for this term in the New Testament,
这个词一共出现过十次。
It has appeared 10 times.
有五次是和主发生关系的。
Five times this term has to do with the Lord.
还有五次是跟我们有关系。
The other five times it has to do with us.
我想呢，关于神的那一面，主那一面我不讲。
Now, I won't get into the phrase having to do with the Lord.
我要讲跟我们有关的。
I will expound on it when this phrase has to do with us.
在立世界根基的时候。
At the foundation of the world.
在那个时候。
At that moment.
神就预定了准备在整个时间中建立他的国度。
That God in time were determined to establish his kingdom.
在马太福音十三章三十五节、二十五章三十四节，你去读啊。
We're able to see that in Matthew 13 and Matthew 25, we can read it on our own.
就神开始要创造时间了。
When God is to create time,
神间有一个心意预备，在这个时间中，神要扩张他的国度，建立他的国度。
That is in time, God was determined during time.To establish his kingdom.
这就是为什么主在马太福音第十三章里面开始讲到国度的问题。
And that is why in Matthew chapter 13, God begins, the Lord Jesus begins to speak on the kingdom.
第二件重要的事情。
The second important matter.
在以弗所书第一章第四节。
In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4.
我们天上的父神。
Our heavenly father.
在立世界根基的时候。
Even at the foundation of the world.
在基督里就拣选我们。
That he has chosen us in Christ before the foundation of the world. And this choosing is great.
所以你知道你今天的得救啊。
So you know that you're being saved today.
这个时间刚开始的时候，神已经在那里记下你的名字。
Even at the offset of time, before the foundation of the world, God recorded your name.
好像这个工作要开始了。
Now even before the work began,
时间要开始了。
And time is to begin.
神就开始把他的名册拿出来，把它通通记载下来。
And God has took out His book and recorded all the names.
并且神记载我名字都欢欢喜喜的记载。
And when God put our name down, He rejoiced.
我每次读到那，我里面都受感动啊。
And when I read this, I moved.
我没有想到主记载我的名字也是欢欢喜喜的。
And even even putting my name down, He rejoiced.
主连眉头都没有皱。
He did not frown.
今天我们在主的恩典中知道自己是多么的败坏。
Do we know how corrupt we are in the sight of God today?
父亲那天写我的名字都没说，嗯，勉强给他写下来。
When the father put down my name on that day.He did not frown and say, I'll just do it. No.
弟兄姊妹是欢欢喜喜的。
He did it with joy and gladness.
他写你的名字也是这个。
Likewise, when he put each one of our name down.
弟兄姊妹们，我们要爱着我们的神。
Brothers and sisters, we must love our God.
求主怜悯我们。
May the Lord have mercy on us.
这是在立世界根基之后，在基督里就已经开始拣选。
That even before the foundation of the world, he chose us.
那么希伯来书第四章第三节告诉我们。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 3 tells us.
当神在立这个世界根基的时候。
That as he set the foundation of the world.
他所有的工作都已经完成了。
All his work is finished.
这个我们真是难以想象。
It's hard for us to imagine.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们看见好像今天神的工作在地上还没有完成，对不对？
It seems like when we look in this world, His work is still being done. It's not finished.
但是在永远的里面，
But in eternity,
神的工作已经做成了。
His work is finished.
因为永远不是时间，不需要时间的。
Because eternity has no need for time. It is not time.
直到有一天，神在时间中的工作到最后跟永远一结合的时候。那就是我们看见的新耶路撒冷出现。
But at last, when time meets the beginning of eternity, that is when the new Jerusalem will be seen.
但这句话是一个奥秘的话。
And these words are words of mystery.
事实上，当神的意念出现之后，事情已经完成。
That is in fact the reality when God had this thought, it was finished.
这个我们没办法明白。
It's nothing that we can understand, but that is an eternity.
所以你如果懂得这一个。
But if we understand this.
弟兄姊妹们，你侍奉主，你有多安息、啊、
？Brothers and sisters, when we serve the Lord, how much we can rest.
所以神说他们要进入安息。
So God says they must enter into rest.
因为所有的工我都已经完成了。
Because I've finished all the work.
我们知道神的工只有神自己能完成。
Because only God Himself can finish his work.
这是另外什么意思、啊、
What does this mean?
今天我们是在神完成的工作里面来侍奉他。
Today we serve him in the midst of his finished work.
那你不安息吗?
So, do we not rest in that?
你不担心。
We don't need to worry.
看今天那样。
Now, what about today? What about tomorrow?
他已经完成了。
But he has already finished it.
就好像今天世界上打仗一样。
Just like there are wars in this world.
哇，有的那个战争呢，你看见一定赢的。
And then some wars, you see, oh, this battle that they will surely win.
哇，这些年轻人个个都去申请，希望去打仗。
And so then we all sign up and we want to go fight this battle.
一定赢的嘛，一定赢的人为什么不去打呢
？We're on the winning side, so of course we want to enter.
打回来就有战功了。
Because when we return, we'll have the spoil.
这就是今天我们侍奉的态度。
And that ought to be our attitude when we serve.
这是一定赢的。
It is a battle that was surely won, and it is complete.
所以你不服事主就很愚昧。
So if we do not serve the Lord, it's foolishness for us.
你知道吧？你放弃了，你真是可惜了。
That we have forsaken our reward, and it is laughable.
所以难怪保罗在这，不论怎么艰难，怎么样就努力往前。
So Paul says, no matter how difficult, I strive diligently, I press on toward forward.
努力面前,
I forget what is behind, and I press toward the goal of the high price calling of God.
如果你有这样的看见,
if we have this vision, just like Paul,
弟兄姊妹们, 主原谅我这样,今天这个也是我侍奉的动力,
and so forgive me for putting it this way, this is also a motive which I serve.
希望主让我们看见,
and so may the Lord show us
在立世界根基的时候,
that even at the foundation of the world, all the work is finished.
那么第四个点,
so the fourth point,
在启示录第13章第8节,
in Revelation chapter 13, verse 8,
这里告诉我们,羔羊被杀是在什么时候,是在立世界根基处就被杀。
There it tells us, when was the lamb slain, even before the foundation
所以呢,
of the world?
这个十字架是永远的。So
this cross is eternal.
所以我们背十字架,这是我们的荣耀。So
to bear the cross is our glory.
我不能多解释,只能简单说明一下。
I cannot expound on this, but simply put it this way.
还有第五个点,
so the fifth point,
启示录第17章,
Revelation chapter 17.
那里讲到说呢, 那个名字在立世界根基时候就记在生命册上。
And so that name was recorded in the book of life even before the foundation of the world.
神把我们的名不仅记下了,拣选,并且把我们的名记载在生命册上。
So not only did he choose us, written that name down, but the names were written in the book of life before the foundation of the world.
所以呢,在新约圣经里面,
so in the New Testament,
出现了这么一个很特别的名词,
there is this term that appears a few times,
叫做在立世界根基的时候,
before the foundation of the world.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
我们的神做一切的事,
when our Lord does anything, he is already fully prepared.
感谢神,
we thank God.
神创始造时间,
it is indeed precious that he created time.
所以保罗劝勉我们,
so Paul encourages us
要顾念所不见的,
to be mindful of those things which are not seen, because all that is seen are temporal in time, and all these things are temporal.
不要羡慕别人,
do not admire others.
不要羡慕世上的东西,
do not admire the things of this world.
但是我们人堕落之后啊,
but after we fell,
我们人的肉体啊,
our flesh,
太喜欢追求这些暂时的东西,
we delight to pursue after these temporal things.
很多虚名虚利,
and these names of fame and our possessions,
像我们肉体能满足的,
can satisfy the flesh,
对我们都产生非常大的影响,
and impacts us greatly.
很多人侍奉主,
and many who serve the Lord,
希望能快快出名,
and they want to be famous.
有人侍奉主快快地得出很多好的利,
and others want to gain the benefits of serving the Lord.
很奇怪,有人在世界上他不追逐了, now, 跑到教会里面来追逐了,
they're not ambitious to pursue in the world, but they're ambitious to pursue in the church.
真是看不开啊,
and so I can't understand this.
仰望主的怜悯,
and so may we look to the Lord's mercy,
外面都是暂时的东西,
because all these external things are temporal.
所以因此呢, 追求永远,
so when we're to pursue eternity, we have to pay a price. And when Paul compares his life with eternity, he puts it, it is light and temporal, a momentary affliction.
跟那一个荣耀比较起来,
but works for us a far exceeding weight of glory. This is nothing in which we suffer.
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters,
如果你在这里顾念有, 看不见的,
if we are mindful of that which is unseen,
你思念永远的,
and we are mindful of eternity, and we pursue eternity, we must pay a cost. We must suffer somewhat. And so we have to lay aside all these momentarily and light afflictions in time, put them aside. If we see that which is unseen,
弟兄姊妹们,
brothers and sisters, that is not suffering to us at all.
有一件事啊,
there is this recent matter that impacted me greatly.
就是好几年以前呢,
a few years ago,
我到中国去,
when I went to China,
有弟兄带我在福州去看何淑文姊妹埋葬的地方,
that there is a brother in Fuzhou who brought me to the gravesite of Margaret Barber.
那天对我来讲产生非常深的一个印象。
Now there is a very deep impression in my heart from on that experience.
我们的姊妹一生爱主。
Our sister loved the Lord all her days.
并且她完全凭着信心跟随主。
And by faith, she followed the Lord.
她绝不要求人给她任何的奉献。
And she did not require any of man's offering to her.
她是个英国人。
She was an English woman.
但是在中国的乡下受尽极大的穷苦。
But she suffered greatly in the Chinese farm village areas.
有次有个弟兄去看望她。
One time there's a brother who went to visit her.
她和她同工们那样的光景，她心里面真是非常难过。
When he saw her and the co-workers in the condition which they live, he ached.
他就跟她建议说哈。
He said to her.
他说姊妹啊。
Sister.
你我知道你是凭信心跟随主的。
I know that you want to follow the Lord by faith.
我们如果直接用钱供应你，你不会要的。
If we directly support you financially, you won't, you refuse it.
他说你好不好弄个小小的组织？
Would you have a small organization?
我就到欧洲，到英国帮你去募捐。
And then I will ask for offering throughout Europe.
可以输到这个组织的里面。
And others can offer into this fund.
我们的姊妹完全拒绝。
Our sister just plainly refused.
所以最后她死在中国。
And at last, she died in China.
弟兄姊妹们。
Brothers and sisters.
她本来是埋葬在那些 missionary 的那个坟墓里面，那公墓里面。
She ought to be buried in the cemetery with the missionaries.
后来经过中国的文化大革命。
But through the Cultural Revolution in China.
红卫兵呢，把她的坟墓都整个拆，把它拆掉。
And the Liberation Army removed her gravestone.
所以后来呢，就把她的骨头捡起来。
And others then will pick up her remains
放在一个小小的棺材里
and put it in a small coffin.
埋在哪里呢？
And where is it buried?
那天那个弟兄带我去的时候，
So the brother took me to that site.
哇，跑到个山头，看见一小小一片的菜园子。
And we were on a hill, and we saw a patch of vegetation area.
到现在我还记得。
I still recall.
那个弟兄就很激动。
And that brother was very emotional.
他就从那里跑到那个菜园子中间。
And he went into the patch.
他说：“弟兄，我们姊妹就在这里，我们姊妹就在这里。”
He said, "Our sister is here. She was buried here."
哇，弟兄姊妹看见心里面。说不出来的一个难过啊。
And I saw this and I just felt very sorrowful with it.
弟兄姊妹知道吗？
Brothers and sisters, do you know?
是谁把弟兄运动的复兴带到中国的？
Who was the one who brought the brethren movement to China?
我们都知道是倪弟兄后来得到弟兄们的帮助，对不对？那么在中国带进复兴。
We know that it was Brother Watchman Nee who was helped by the brethren and he brought a revival in China.
但是那个起源是从我们姊妹开始的。
But that origin was from our sister.
是他把欧洲的那个复兴带到中国的。
It was Margaret Barber who brought that revival in Europe into China.
她是一个非常认识神的人。
And she is one who deeply knew the Lord.
圣经非常的熟。
And she was very, she knew the scripture as well. And she had deep experiences.
但是她把她自己隐藏在那一个小小的村落里。
But she hid herself in that small farm area.
倪弟兄几次去求她。
And our brother Nee went to ask her.
流着泪求她。
And pleaded her with tears.
说你有这么丰富的经历和认识。
And you have such great knowledge and experience.
为什么不出来去到处去帮助呢？开会帮助呢？
Why is it that you do not hold conferences and help others?
我们的姊妹是跟随圣灵的人。
And our sister is one who follow the Spirit.
她说，主让我在这里，我就在这里。
The Lord has me here and here I will remain.
所以在人那看呢，默默无闻。
And so when others man looks at this, they will wonder.
他只有一个心愿。
But she only had one desire.
为主在中国得到一些年轻人。
And for the Lord to gain some young people in China.
但是我们知道。
But we know.
倪弟兄一个人就够了。
It's enough to gain Brother Nee as one person.
整个中国的教会得到多么大的祝福。
And the entire church in China was greatly blessed.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹。
Dear brothers and sisters.
我们的姊妹。一生把自己交在主的手中。
Our sister entrusted her whole life into the hand of the Lord.
她实在是一个活在永远里面的人。
Indeed, she was one who lived in eternity.
她完全不以眼前所看见暂时的东西作为她的追求。
And she did not pursue whatsoever on the temporal things which the eyes can see.
那天我站在那里。
And so that day when I stood there.
我完全说不出话来。
And I cannot express any thought.
这个印象一直到今天在我的里面。
And that is still deeply impressed upon me today. And many times I consider my service today. I feel as the hymnist says,
我是抬着花轿进天堂,
that I am carried into heaven.
我们今天所做的跟我们的姊妹比起来根本算不得什么。
All that we do today is incomparable to what our sister has done.
这个印象这几年来一直在我的里面。
And so this impression, this thought has remained within me these few years.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
dear brothers and sisters,
在教会历史上,
throughout church history,
有许多人他们的一生在地上,
there are many who pursue in this world those things which are not seen. At the end of their days, and now they are in glory with God. And they receive the reward from God. And it is drawing near to the day of our Lord's return. And He has measured opportunities to us. How are we to follow our Lord? May the Lord have mercy on us. May the Lord help us to be mindful of the things which are unseen. And Paul clearly tells us, things that are seen are temporal. But the things which are not seen are eternal. Let us bow our head for a word of prayer.
主，我们真是满心的感谢你。
Lord, our hearts are filled with thanksgiving toward you. How great is your grace towards us? It far surpasses what we can understand. But through your word, you somewhat reveal to us. And just this little bit we are able to comprehend, we realize that we are those who are greatly blessed. You have already placed eternity in our hearts.
亲爱的主啊,
dear Lord,
当年日转换的时候,
now when the times change,
提醒我们,
remind us
让我们能更多以看不见的事为念,
that we ought to be even all the more mindful of the things which are unseen,
追求永远的事物,
to pursue the eternal matters.
主啊, 不容许地上这些看得见摸着的事物影响我们。
Lord, do not allow the things which are seen that we can touch to influence us.
好，叫我们在我们的一生里面能够把荣耀归给你。
So that we are able to glorify you all the days of our life.
愿我们活在地上就是你的见证。
So that when we live on earth, we are your testimony.
我们求你祝福你自己的话语。
Lord, bless your own word.
垂听我们的祷告。
Listen to our prayer.
靠耶稣基督宝贵的名。
In the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.